Now, a couple of stories about the housing market. In a moment, we'll look at the foreclosures of the Great Depression and the lessons we could learn for today's subprime mortgage disaster. But first, we go to Newark, New Jersey, where huge swaths of vacant land used to pockmark the city. These lots were the scars left by riots, disinvestment, and an exodus of population in the 1960s. So city officials have been happy with whatever new housing a developer was willing to build. In the last 5 years, a building boom ushered in a sea of sameness, cookie-cutter duplexes and triplexes. Now, as Nancy Solomon reports, the city is rebelling.
The typical new house in Newark is a plain rectangle with vinyl siding that emphasizes utility over charm. Around here, it's called the Bayonne Box, and that's not meant as a compliment.
I need to make a very formal apology right now to the city of Bayonne, who has been upset all day. So we are now going to call them the Staten Island Boxes.
With tongue planted firmly in cheek, Mayor Cory Booker unveiled the results of a project to think outside the box before a full auditorium at the Newark Museum. 14 architects, including the internationally known firm led by Richard Meyer, presented ideas on how to build multifamily houses on typical 25-foot wide lots. Booker wants to put an end to the bland, cheaply produced houses cropping up all over the city.
There is going to be billions of dollars of investment in the city of Newark. Now, that could happen in the most gross way, or we could do it in a way that's going to resonate with our highest values, sustainable development, making sure that all the principles of our community are preserved.
Remarkably, this is a city that had no planning department until Booker took office in 2006. Now it has Tony Griffin, a former deputy planning director from Washington, D.C., who's leading the charge to raise standards.
We are trying to be the model of urban transformation. And I think to do that, we've got to take some pretty bold and provocative steps.
In a driving tour of Newark's neighborhoods, it only takes minutes for Griffin to find a row of Bayonne boxes. Older homes on the block sit close to the sidewalk, many with porches, large windows, and nice, if a little dilapidated, architectural details. Not so with the boxes.
The building is set back much further than the buildings on the adjacent lots, and you basically have a front yard that is mostly asphalt because it's allowing for a two-car parking garage and another two cars that actually sit in front of the building. So the front yard is basically now a parking lot.
Behind the talk of setbacks, off-street parking, and architectural details lies a more fundamental goal, building a Newark that invites back the middle and upper classes who left long ago. The city wants to create more varied housing in both size and upscale design features. Along with the visual sameness, the Bayonne Box is almost always a three-bedroom apartment.
My last child just moved out. She got married. This was her room.
Rebecca Douglas lives in a Bayonne box. She isn't offended by the term, but the lack of variety hadn't escaped her notice.
Now they all look alike. I have come home and went to the wrong house when we first moved here. I've done that. And many people come here and can't remember which house it is. But other than that, I do like it.
The new designs, featuring solar rooftops, inside courtyards, or classic porches, are an impressive introduction from the city's brand new planning department. And if Newark can encourage builders to take on some of these innovative blueprints, the mayor says it will go a long way toward his vision of a new Newark. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon.